Hi guys, welcome to episode number 4. It's Shalina from Shalina K Weddings. I'm so excited to be back. I really do need to apologize. I haven't podcasted for a while. I think I missed a couple of weeks because I had tech issues and just been really, really busy. But I'm back now. So excited to bring to you something which I hope is going to help you in your wedding planning process. I've written a blog recently and I wanted to just encourage you to go over and check it out. The blog is a really hard-hitting, status quo breaking type blog. It doesn't deal with the usual stuff which you'll find in wedding magazines or on wedding blogs. It actually deals with a subject which I think is quite prevalent nowadays. However, it's kind of being swept under the carpet and I wanted to expose it and I wanted to discuss it. So definitely head over to my Facebook page and check it out. I'm talking about placing burdens, so couples placing their desires, their goals, sometimes the finances, the financial responsibilities of a wedding onto others. It's something which has just become more and more prevalent, and I've seen it, I've seen the fallouts that can come from it. So that is what I'm speaking about on that blog. So definitely head over to Shalina K Weddings on Facebook and check out that blog. I think that it will help you, whether you're planning a wedding, whether you're involved in a wedding, maybe as a bridesmaid or a groomsman. I definitely think that it will help you. And I'll just give you a little bit of context, I guess, for me writing that blog. For me, a wedding is all about relationships. Now, yeah, you're going to be like, well, duh, of course. But it kind of is bigger than just what you're thinking. For me, I am a person of faith. I'm a Christian. So the first thing, when I think of marriage, I think of my higher power. I think of God and what he says about marriage. So it's me understanding that and being in alignment with his word and what his will is for marriage. The second thing then is going to be my relationship with my spouse. What does that look like? You know, how are we relating to one another? How are we communicating? How are we developing and growing? During, you know, the wedding planning process, that still needs to be nurtured during that time. So that's a really big element. The third thing is going to be the people that are involved in your wedding. Now, a wedding, you know, it doesn't just happen between you and your other half. There's other people that are involved, and you need to nurture those relationships. You need to respect and appreciate those relationships, you know, whether that's your bridal party, whether it's vendors, people that, you know, assist you in making your day happen. There are relationships that you need to cultivate, and beyond your wedding, beyond the wedding day, you know, those individuals will still be around in your life. So the way that you conduct yourself during the wedding planning process will ultimately determine who sticks around, you know, who is there to support you during your married life. So it's really important that you consider those relationships. So yeah, I kind of have seen, as I've said, a lot of fallout. I've heard of expectations from brides or from couples for bridal parties to spend large amounts of money to purchase bridal attire, so bridesmaid dresses, groomsmen suits, as well as expensive holidays, hen nights, stag nights. There's a lot of cost associated, and I'm a big believer it's your wedding day, and therefore the financials of that day rest with you. I don't know if it will get some backlash. I don't know if people will agree, but these are my thoughts and this is what I'm sharing. As a wedding consultant, I think it's really important for me to challenge you, to get you to not just think of the pretty, but to think of the practical things and the things that can be problematic for you for the wedding day and thereafter. So that was a really brief intro, I guess, into what I discussed in the blog. So definitely go over onto my Facebook page. It's in my notes section. That's where I blog. Check it out. Leave me a comment. I'd love to hear what you think. And I will be back next week with another podcast for you. Take care, guys.